And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's going to be like 38 in Perth, I heard.
Who cares?
I know, but we will care.
Why?
In 4 days' time.
No,
isn't that what happens?
No, it doesn't come all the way to us. It loses steam.
Doesn't the earth turn?
Yeah.
It's like Superman.
That's the direction it comes. Like, yeah. But the weather's like starts 38 in Perth.
Yeah.
And then it's got to get across the Nullarbor.
Yeah.
And by the time it gets to Adelaide, it needs a rest. And so, and it drops a few.
And then it goes to the winery, and then all of a sudden it can't drive anymore.
Yeah, and it gets stuck there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then by the time it gets to us, it's 28 degrees. So it's just dropped a full 10.
Okay.
Leaves 33 in Adelaide, and then bang, it's 28 here.
Nice. Yeah. You can catch all this in our weather podcast. It is updated daily.
What weather chat?
Actually, you know how we have a weather chat sting?
And we
only
have
one,
or is that being
and
deleted?
We only had it was like summer's almost here. Well, summer's almost here.
We've got lots of different ones. What do you mean?
No, I don't like the remixes.
Why don't you like
the remixes? Nah, I'm not into the remix, mate. No.
The weather is like
season.
Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
Winter.
Yeah.
Extra.
Yeah.
Along.
Yeah.
Spring will be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Weather chat.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I made that.
Did you make the whole thing, or did you just say the words?
I asked them to.
Someone
make.
Yeah. What about this? This one's Tropical Trap.
Weather chat. A cloudy day ahead. Rain. I need a t-shirt that says Weather Guy. I'm into weather. Into weather? Yes, I am. Ask me about the weather, and I don't even have to look anymore.
A bit of wind.
I forgot about that one.
Do you know how much
like
stuff?
That.
Do you know how much stuff we say?
Yes.
And just it just washes away.
I know.
You just never remember it until it pops back up.
Weather chat.
Summer's here.
A cloudy day.
Mostly sunny.
Cloudy day.
It'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's not as good.
Should
have ended.
Let's just put Loggy laughing on anything, and it'll be good. They said.
Well,
that's not the truth.
It'll be radio. That's what it'll be.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au.
That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Do you have anything from your childhood that you swear happened? You distinctly remember, you vividly remember things happening and your parents are like, that never happened. I don't remember that. Or things that you believe happened. Maybe you don't vividly remember them, but things you believe from your childhood.
Well, I've spoken about the gnome before.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. That's a perfect example.
Okay, yes.
And your parents are like, there was no gnome in your
bedroom. Well, no, I think my parents have always been really good about that stuff.
We had a really short guy called Pedro who worked on the farm.
No.
He used to wear a little red hat and he had a beard.
No. I told you. One time I was sleeping in bed and I had my arm up because I was sleeping under my pillow and something tickled me and then I heard something giggle and the little gnome with the red hat ran out the room. Now, I don't care what any of you say. That happened. There you go.
Did he jump up and open the door or?
No, the door was open.
Why was the door open?
Because we sleep with the door open.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Anyway, so there's three things that I've got that I swear, well, that happened when I was a child. And one of them is that, so I've got a flat patch on the back of my skull.
Mm.
So I swear that I got dropped on my head as a child.
Okay.
And my mum denies it.
Yeah.
She denies it to her dying day.
Hmm.
I've also got a cauliflower ear. And I don't know
where?
How.
Where? I've never seen your cauliflower ear.
So
show me.
Hang on, which one is it?
Yeah, does it
happen
so it's
to the be? Right, it's the right ear is a bit cauliflower. And so I don't know whether she squeezed me too tight when I was coming out or what.
I've never noticed that.
That bit there is like squish, that's flat, whereas on this side. It's got a beautiful little curve to it.
Do you think
it's
got anything to do with you wearing headphones for years?
No. And I'm also quite bow-legged. You know when they say, "Oh, don't make a child walk before they're ready," because it'll give them bow-legged.
Never heard that.
Oh well, you will when you become a mother. The people be like, "Don't make them walk too. Wait until."
Don't they just walk when they're ready?
But you know, you get like, "Oh, they're almost ready to walk," kind of thing, and so you like prop them up on their legs.
And then you get pressure
on their legs.
Right.
So I swear that I'm bow-legged, I've got a cauliflower ear, and I've got a flat patch on the back of my skull because I was dropped on my head.
Okay.
Would you believe mum denies all of that?
Yeah.
Which then leads me to that time I had a dream that I was Phil Collins' love child.
Yes. And your mum also heavily denies that. Although, I don't know.
I've got the same hairstyle.
And the same eyebrows.
Same rhythm.
Mm.
But there's no evidence of Phil Collins doing a UK tour in 1981, the year before. UK. An Aussie tour, not a UK tour. Anyway, so there's nothing like that you've got?
No, not, I don't know. Sorry, I can't, nothing that I think of. I know I was dropped as a child.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
All right, we're going to do a live remix. Okay.
We've done this one before.
We've done this one before. I'm across it. Right. Is the button on?
Yep.
Good.
Here we go.
Is it anxiety or just thinking a thing?
You be the judge.
And give us a ring. No, I don't, mate.
But
that
don't.
Was almost perfect.
Yeah, you stuffed it up. Anyway, I'll forgive you. Every time I go into a store, every single time, I'll be looking. I'll pick something up, I'll put it down, or whatever, I'm looking around, I always think that the people are looking at me thinking, she's stealing stuff.
Really?
Every time I go into a shop.
Mm.
And I get so anxious about it because I'm like, so just say, for example, if I've gone to a crystal shop, right? And a lot of the crystals are really small.
Yeah.
So I might pick it up and be like, oh yeah, that's, you know, I like to get the vibe.
Mm.
I like to ask Crystal, what's your deal?
So it's in your palm and then you flick it up your sleeve.
No, I've never stolen. One time I stole, I'll admit, two times I stole. When I was young.
And also
pre-18, never.
And also Jimmy James's heart.
Obviously. But no, never. I stole, okay, I'll admit, I stole Harry Potter stickers once, was hanging around a bad crowd. And then the other, I stole a belt from Supre. What else? And then I left that life behind me, but I've never stolen since. Anyway, okay. Sometimes mangoes, sometimes ginger. No.
Occasionally Sensodyne.
Never. But I always feel like I have to show, I've always got to have my palms out, like show my hands. So I'm walking around stores.
So you like crab
stores.
walk out of stores
all the time. And if I have my phone in my pocket, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I wrote a note about what I want. So maybe I'll put my phone in my pocket and I'm like looking and then I think, oh, they probably think that I've gone for my phone and now that an item's in my pocket. So I really make sure I accentuate my pocket so they can see that nothing's in there.
Do you know what you should do? You should say, hey, just so you know, I'm not stealing anything. That'd really help.
Do you not do that?
No, I do. I do think about that when I go into a shop and then I leave without buying anything.
Yeah.
It does occur to me that. Yeah.
I honestly always feel, or when I go into a change room with like a lot of clothes or whatever, and then you know, if I'm wearing, you know me, I wear a lot of oversized stuff. I always think, do I have to flash them on the way out? Do they think, you know what I mean?
Don't flash them on the way out or the way in. Don't do any flashing.
So
I think about it, but I don't walk out of a store like Zoidberg. Like.
Look at my hands.
Crab style.
Okay.
I think it's anxiety. I don't think it's just thinking a thing.
Okay. Right. Is it anxiety or just thinking a thing?
You be the thing bit.
I can give a sorry.
Oh, so you
go.
Do it again. So I'll say thinking a thing. Here we go.
It's no secret that we play the best music. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Guess the year.
Hey, all right, you are
invested.
He
opened his mouth, but he didn't make any sounds.
He didn't make a lot of sound there.
He just went.
like a fish.
Like a fish.
I felt like I'd got my timing wrong, so I thought I was better than not make a sound.
No, you did well.
But
I like it.
As
you're almost
I was
there.
Involved.
It's almost been a year.
You're always right on time, Lingy.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Like Nelly and...
Again.
Hiccup.
Again, why does this
What's that
always
about?
Happen?
Squeaky hiccup.
All right. Is that a disadvantage or an advantage for this
game? I don't
know.
This happened last time. I'm really sorry. I do not mean that.
Guess the year. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play little bits of songs and then we're going to have to cast our minds back. The mists of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. What emotional trauma we were enduring.
Who do we hate?
Usually
who do we love?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who do we love that they hated us?
Ooh, okay. Oh, okay. So, and then we...
You can unpack that one later.
No, I don't. No, I'm not touching it. We're moving on. Mm. So, and then it'll give us a fair indication as to what year that song was released. We write it down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play.
Yeah.
All right. Guess the year. Question number one. Here we go. Love you, Larry.
always, did any of you ever want to imitate the film clip where you just keep walking straight no matter what is happening
just
around you, push people over, stand over cars? We should do that.
Be honest, Tommy, you did it, didn't you?
Clip. That's how I always do it. That's how I get to my car park in Warm Ponds every day. Just walk straight line, cross intersections. Obviously, cross the road safely, guys. Okay, I've written something down. Yep. You guys written something down?
Ready
all right, 3, 2, 1.
1996.
Okay, here we go. So 6, 6, and 9. Here we go. Well, no, that's the wrong. Here we go.
The year was.
I got too excited.
1997.
So that's a point for Tom and I.
Yep.
Or half a point.
Or well, cancels each other out. Yeah, here we go. Question number 2.
0. Is that Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember having a sleepover at my house for a birthday and there was a guy there and I thought, he's pretty funny. Oh, got a crush on him. And that was not reciprocated.
One of those examples that you were hinting at before.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Righto, I'm ready.
Hang on. No, I need...
Okay, well, this is... Okay.
Come on, you two. Get your act together.
Right, was there well, yeah.
Be more definitive with your choices.
Okay, so I'm ready. Is everybody
so
ready?
Angry. Okay, yeah. Okay. Go on. I don't think it's right, but it's all right.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa.
I'm really battling, by the
That's
way.
That's okay.
3, 2, 1.
The year 2000.
Okay, 97, 99, 2000. Mm. Here we go.
The year was 1999.
Leggy. Okay, so that is a point each.
Well, it's one to me, half each to you two.
I don't think that's how it works. To be honest, I'm battling with the button, so you don't listen to anything I say about the rules or anything.
No, you're doing good, mate.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Here we go.
Whatever. It's a song, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Oh. Just because you don't like the choice of songs doesn't mean you don't play the game.
It just falls into that category of...
It's funny the way you get triggered, you know? It's either past trauma or
I don't know if that was a MasterChef ad that just used to go for 17 years or not, but anyway.
Can I have a hint as to what sort of decade we're talking about?
I would say this one.
Oh, really?
Or possibly the last one.
It's like not a...
I was going the 80s.
It's the remix, Lingy.
You can't do that to me.
Well, you can. That's music, mate. They remix stuff all the time, and it's not about you.
But that's messing with my mind. Okay, sure. I'm going to go.
You'd be so easy to gaslight.
That one.
So much gaslighting chat.
I know.
It is the word
Check
of
out
year.
Our new emoji on the gaslighting. Tom's come up with it.
It is the word of the year for 2022. But what year was that song released? Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. 2019. Oh, okay, here we go.
The year was 2019.
I'm going to take the win. Thank you.
Yeah, just take it.
I'll have it.
Well done, Tommy.
I think
well done.
We have things to do.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Plenty of prizes to give away, including a Christmas ham.
Christmas ham, you say?
Christmas ham.
From Barwon Valley Small Goods. Are you having a Barwon Valley Christmas?
I ham now.
Are you in charge of cooking the ham on Christmas Day?
God, no, Lingy. We've got to eat.
These hams are handmade in Geelong.
Get out.
No, too far.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So this guy loves Facebook Marketplace, Lingy, as you're aware.
Yes.
And he likes to collect. You're sort of a baron of basketball singlets. You sort of...
Jerseys, yeah, I like them.
Loves the
retro ones from back in the day. Yep. Loves a modern current player. Yeah,
loves to buy them. Never sell them. Just buy them.
Yes. Yeah.
And buy them for a good price.
I'm in an acquisition phase. Yeah, well, they're like $120 brand new.
He's a bargain hunter, isn't he?
Depending on...
Wheeler and dealer.
Yeah, that's it. And so yesterday he said to me, hey, I got this awesome jersey. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's normally when I turn off. And then he goes, do you reckon you could do me a favour? Do you reckon you'd pick it up for me? Because it's just in Ocean Grove.
Full context for those who know and or care, it's a Philadelphia 76ers Joel Embiid jersey, which is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Anyway, and he said to me, oh, yeah, I'll get you the cash, right?
Mm.
And then And then he went to the bank and then they wouldn't give him the cash because he didn't have his cards. And so he's like, no. And then I was about to leave and he's like, oh, no, I'll go get your cash. I'll go. So I was already waiting. That's fine. Gave it to me, not in an envelope either. I was like, you give it to me in an envelope.
Coins?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Here's a sack of coins.
Two lobsters is what he paid.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Anyway, he said when I left, hey, go anytime after 5, the guy mm-hmm. said. I said, mm-hmm. yeah, no dramas. Happy to do that for you.
Keeping in mind that when I bought my Devin Booker Phoenix Suns jersey, I went to Heighton, the bit of Heighton that's really warm ponds,
yeah.
and sat there in the car and the guy just didn't respond yeah. to Facebook messaging yeah. and stuff. So we've already had one situation where I've gone and sat there like an idiot. And
yeah.
So Loggy had to go down there after 5 o'clock? So after he had the chance to dig the pit in the living room.
Oh, my God. So I said to Tom, how about you just do that thing where he leaves it in the letterbox or on a bag on the front step behind a pot plant and I just go with the cash and swap the cash for the jersey and then I can go whatever time. He's like, no, that's not how I Facebook Marketplace. And I'm like, well,
I was
you're
genuinely
a noob.
Worried for you.
Yeah.
Because so I thought you were going to have to put the lotion on.
I said to Tom, I'll text you when I'm on the way
yeah.
so that you can text him. And he's like, yeah, I'll do that. Great. So I text him at 5:20. I said, gonna go get it now, Ledge. No reply. Okay,
sorry,
that's fine.
I was invested in my children.
Oh,
I was being present.
Oh, my children, always. What a great excuse. Anyway, so I got
present.
There and knock on the door. No answer.
Oh, no.
Knock on the door again. And I do the knock and stand back, you know, because I don't want to scare anyone. Knock and stand back. I hung out the front for 5 minutes by foot and then I went back in the car and I called him and I'm like, mate, I'm out here. The guy's not home. And you're like, oh, yeah, no, I'll get back to you. Hang on. I'm like, all right.
Obviously, I'm going
to
go message you.
I'll just hang here.
The last
then I get this message, Cameron Ling. You're definitely a number 40. So I sent him a photo.
Yeah. All right.
Of the house number because.
Showing number
just
40.
Just to show that I'm not.
A complete imbecile.
So you could have made up a number.
And then Tom writes back, he's seen my message, but he's not replied yet. And I said, this is a good gag, Tom. A great gag.
It would
I thought
amazing.
He set me
can
up.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? That would
anyway,
be the best
and then there was so much back and forth. So much back and forth. And then Tom's like, maybe you're scaring them because you've got Wombi. I'm like, I don't. I'm all alone. It's just me. And then Tom just left me hanging. I'm like, so do I hang here at the front? Or
how long
I...
total time are we talking now? What are you up to? Are we so we're beyond 10 minutes?
That
okay.
is a good question.
So I text Tom at 5:20 when I was just around the corner.
Yep.
The last message I sent him was 5:40.
So 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Oh,
my
minutes.
Goodness. What a mess.
Oh, I'm taking it back. Oh. I am taking
chunk
it back.
Chunk of your life.
No. So anyway, the guy said, oh, no, I'm not home. Oh, my wife's supposed to be home. She's not answering. I'm like, am I scaring her, Tom, or something? I don't know. Anyway, oh, then he gets on to the wife. The wife's not home either. She's ducked out. Tom says, don't worry. The mum will be there. She lives just down the road. The mum's going to come now. So I'm like, yeah, no worries. I've got nothing better to do, Tom. Nothing better to do.
None of this is my fault.
None of this is his fault.
He said he'd be there after any time after 5. That's all I told you.
When I told you, I knew this was going to be my afternoon.
Yeah.
I knew. But do you think there was any, oh, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. There was just like, nah, hang there. I'll call him. No,
yeah,
there was
sure
no like,
said,
hey, Loggy, thanks
sorry,
for doing this for me. None of that.
The only cool thing is...
Thanks, mate. Bloody love you is what I said in my message.
At the end, after 20 minutes.
I was panicking trying to sort it out.
The only cool thing is, the only saving grace is that you were refreshed after a 4-hour nap, so you didn't really have much else to do with your time.
Yeah.
Sorry, but if I'm doing you a favour, if I'm doing you a favour and I said, yeah, mate, of course I'll do for you. They're like, yeah, I'd love to help a mate out. And it all goes awry because you don't organise things properly.
I expect,
sorry. Sorry, mate. Hey, I love you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Can we clear something up? Did you actually end up doing the transaction?
Yes, I did because the mum came. Then she couldn't get in the front door, poor thing. She's like, my key doesn't always work. We'll see how it goes. She came out. She's like, is this a jersey? I'm like, probably. And I took it and I said, if there's any problems, she was actually lovely. I said, if there's any problems, I'll just bring it back. It's fine. And then I sent Tom the jersey and I said, yeah. And he said, well, thanks. And I'm like, whatever, not enough. And then he said, I'll buy coffees for you today. Great. You walk in the door with a look on your face like, what's going on, team? I bought coffees yesterday. Who bought coffees today?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I forgot.
And Tom's like, oh, you should have reminded me. It's always someone else's fault, isn't it, Tom?
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
It has been alleged, Cameron Ling, that you and I are not adults.
We haven't grown up yet. Because Tom thinks he knows everything.
Oh, come on now. This has been quite an aggressive hour towards me.
Oh, it has.
It has.
But off air, quite aggressive the other way.
Yeah, you attacked us.
I'm pretty lovable.
You're lovable, but you don't love.
Easygoing.
The reason for you venomously attacking us was because
you got there.
I got there eventually.
He almost went you.
Yeah, he nearly went. And he wanted to prove that he was lovable, so he held back.
Yeah.
Was because Loggie and I were saying our beds at home are just simply a base and a mattress.
Mm. So you said it first, Log. You said because we were talking about bedside tables, which are in the news this morning, right?
Yes.
Elon Musk has hectic bedside table. Yeah. So what's your setup?
So I've got a lamp, I've got a couple of crystals on there.
Oh, not the bedside table, I'm talking about the bed.
Oh, my bed.
I want to unpack there's crystals on the bedside table.
No, it's fine, you wouldn't get it. You need a crystal in your bra right now. So it is a base on wheels with a mattress, queen size, right?
So an ensemble, would you call that an ensemble?
Yeah, it's an ensemble, but it's not in a bed frame and it doesn't have a have a bed head.
Mm. Yeah, and you looked at her like she was from another planet. Why would you do? And I said, that's exactly the same setup that I've got at home.
You've got the ensemble too, and you've just got raw wall above your head.
And I was shocked with him because he has money, so
he could afford to have a bed head on every side of the bed and climb over the top to get in, like a little fort.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be amazing.
He could have a Chesterfield bedhead.
With a canopy.
Yeah. Whatever you're
into.
You
have one of the big, Franco Cozzo kind of...
shell.
Yeah. the big shell with the stereo in it. And
hang on.
Hey,
you and
Dad had the stereo in their bedhead when I was a kid. Yeah.
What tunes were they jamming
out? I don't want to know.
Log, you and I... We united.
Sorry, we're on the
same. And now you've gone back to him.
I'm a bit of a fair weather friend. Hey, but this is the thing. We don't have bedheads, and you were like,
oh, the kids are.
There's sales on at the moment. Get into it, guys. You should have a bedhead. When you're an adult, you're not teenagers anymore. Get a bedhead.
Why not have a bedhead? Do you need to be able to move your bed at a moment's notice?
I don't
understand.
What's the point of a bedhead? Okay. And a bed frame is something you'll just end up hitting your shins on and hurting yourself. Yeah. And
correct.
And it's hard to change sheets.
Yeah. So,
what?
Your accusation to us was that unless you have a frame and a bedhead, you're not an adult.
Yes, that's correct. Grow up. Grow up and get yourself a bedhead.
Right. That is a ridiculous
statement.
Look,
we love it when there's a bit of Team Lingy Log against Team Tom.
But I can't believe you guys are just raw dogging plasterboard above your heads.
Okay.
I can't. There's no. Grow up. You're not teenagers anymore.
Come on, it's fine. Our bedheads are just a waste of money. What do you think, Karen from Clifton Springs?
Definitely got to have a bedhead.
Yes!
Oh,
sorry, Lingy, but got to have a bedhead.
You're selling yourself out for ham, aren't you?
She knows I control the ham.
If you have a bed on wheels, when you lean against the wall, it just rolls away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes that's part of the fun.
Oh, come on now. See, this is why Loggy took it in this direction. Disgusting comments like that that turns everyone's stomach. I apologise for that, Karen. Don't think of that while you eat your ham.
Ham.
All right. Okay, so Karen, that's one for me. Tanya from Lovely Banks, Kokosi Shopresh, how you doing?
Dobro, Kokosi, good. I am 100% with you, Tom.
Ah,
goodness. Well, you need
a bedhead.
Do you love banging your shins into a bed frame, Tanya? Is that...
doing to be banging your shins? Do you have eyes? Are you running in your bedroom?
No, I'm with you, Lingy.
If you accidentally cut the corner once walking around your bed and you cop that corner, ouch.
Unsafe. Do you not care about your kids, Tom? Or Tanya?
No, I was going to say, which one? Come on, come on.
Okay, so that's a for us.
Two for Tom, two for Tom.
For me. Okay, Diane in Finesford, are you pro bedhead or not?
Not. You don't need one. Okay. Don't need one.
Yep.
Personal choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you've got it in your day, cool, go for it. If you don't worry about it. Doesn't make you an adult by any means whatsoever.
Okay.
Your big toll, thank you for not having it.
Yeah.
Well said.
Because they always hit them.
Yeah.
And if you need a spare one, Tom, drop me your address. I've got one here to get rid of.
A bedhead? Well, I've got a bedhead. These two are the ones that don't have
But
bedhead.
We don't need them, Diane.
Oh, I thought you might be allocating them after this.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a bedhead.
We'll chuck them in the back of the Ranger. Yeah.
There's a bedhead for you and a bedhead for you. And a bedhead for you.
She's rolling your gear.
Thank you, Diane.
Do listen.
Let's wrap it up with one of your mates.
Oh, okay. Who you got?
Brian in Newtown. Hi, Brian.
Morning. I'm Team Tommy today.
Yeah.
Brian.
All right.
What I'm running is the bedhead with the hospital remote control base with the nice latex mattress.
Yes.
And I thought Cameron being the mayor of Newtown would be having something out of Buckingham Palace. Nice and royal and all the above.
Push the silence button.
No,
there,
there's no silence button.
Welcome to radio. Brilliant. Yeah, no, he's got the gold flecked ensemble there rather than.
That's what I would have thought.
Sorry, Lingy, I've got to leave you. I'm on TV.
Yes. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.